Thank you so much for the last couple of weeks. We had to postpone due to snow the council meeting, and then we had to postpone due to snow worship last week. So I'm glad that we're able to all be here. I'm glad you all stayed. And I did try to put out word that I was going to make this meeting as brief as possible. We did a number of things to make it a little more brief. The reports are, as you can see on your agenda, up on the screen if you haven't already received one. We're passing out agendas as well, so that you'll be able to write notes down as needed. But we are planning to distribute all of the reports right now in this time, and we will have a time after our one business item for you to look over the reports as you're able this morning. And then there will be a time later for questions on the reports, if you have any. And then it is also my intention that you may take the reports home and read them in more detail at home. And as you have questions, we will have a time in May Council to answer those questions as you have them. So I think with that explanation, we're about ready to start this meeting. Richard, are we ready? I believe we are. Okay. We normally do a time of devotions, but we're considering ourselves very well devoted thanks to our time of worship this morning. Thank you, Pastor Matt. Our first, I guess I declare the meeting open. We'll have our reading of the minutes from the November council meeting by our church clerk, Denise Bone.
Okay, these are every member of council meeting minutes from November 10th. Jim Batts opened the meeting by having devotions. John Wise presided over the meeting. There were 38 members in attendance. Denise Bone read the August 11th, 2014 minutes. The minutes were approved as read. Reports. Third quarter financial report. Jim Batts handed out the treasurer's report, noted that the general fund balance is a little under where we would like it to be, but nothing alarming. The building fund's right where we want it. Overall, everything looked pretty good. The mortgage update was in the newsletter, and the balance at the end of October is $265,315,000. To stay on track of making our goal of 5 years, we would need $8,073 a month, an average of $35 per family a month to do this. What a joy it would be if we could do this. The reports were filed for audit. The pastoral support package for 2014-2015, there was no need for that this year. The Gathering Place Cafe report, Mike Pease handed out the financial report and noted that the last 2 months they had a really good sales, and they handed out 116 cookies for Halloween. And for Veterans Day, they were handing out free coffee, and the VFW was giving free sandwiches for all the veterans. The first Triple J at the cafe went well, and they will be making pies for Thanksgiving, and Santa Claus was visiting there on the 13th of December. They still need help for Fridays and Saturdays, but overall things are looking good. And the business item was the 2015 budget. And the budget of what we proposed to give was handed out, and Kobe's asked for more in their campaign this year, so we increased that from $600 to $2,300. And the custodian salary was increased due to putting in more hours for a clean church. We were around $10,000 short, but November has started out really strong, so we should be in good shape till the end of the year. Burl Warner made a motion to approve the budget, and Ray Keeney seconded it. Motion carried. Number two on the list was 2015 call slate. Gail Malsbury was added as a member on the stewardship and property ministry team for 2015, 2016, and 2017. Everyone was in approval and motion carried. And the deacon call, Mike Pease handed out papers to fill out for recommendations for the deacons, and John Wise led us in prayer. And Richard France presented what's happening, and Pastor Matt closed with prayer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Is anyone aware of any additions or corrections to the minutes from November? They stand approved as read. We will move to our business item number one, which is the proposal to use building maintenance funds for roof repair and brick repointing. Is that paper handed out already? Okay. Jim, did you want to come and talk about this paper? You could say no, I guess.
I don't think I really need to say much. I think the paper's pretty well explanatory, but when we get to the point that there's too much expenses going from the trustees' budget, we need to reach over to turn those into a maintenance item. So that's really why that one $7,000 item is on there, because the trustees would run out of money and they couldn't function the rest of the year if we also took that and asked the trustees to pay for that. So that's about all I would say. That's the reasoning behind it. So just vote on it so we can take it out of the maintenance fund and get that job completed.
This comes as a supported motion from the leadership team, if I'm correct, Richard. Is that, yes, it is a supported motion from the leadership team. So it now our opportunity is to discuss. Anyone have questions or thoughts in this matter? I don't have the paper in front of me, but you do. As Jim said, it is pretty self-explanatory looking at it, and we do need, it's on the screen now, thank you. We do need approval from council in order to dip into the building funds to use those to make these repairs. So that's what we're seeking this morning. The proposal is to use the maintenance funds for the following two projects. And questions? Quiet bunch. Are we ready to vote? All righty. All in favor of the proposed motion to use maintenance funds for the following two projects to repair the masonry and repoint and seal the east end of the building, and also to put a new metal roof over the narthex, please give your consent by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, motion carried. Thank you. All right. This would be the time that I know it's very, very quick. And if you have any questions regarding the finances or the list of reports that we've been handed, it's a lot of information to digest. And I really don't expect you to have a lot of questions. But if you have questions, this is a time to share them. We will again also give you opportunity to question anything on these reports next meeting in May. Thank you. The auditors did get their work done and did give us a report. That's a good thing to have. We received the report from the stewards about the finances from last year, and they ended very strong. So you'll see that in the report as well. It's very encouraging. Our members and attenders are giving very strongly, and it is helping us in so many ways. Jim did have a challenge for us. The team did have a challenge for us in the building, paying off the building mortgage. There is a mortgage update in your sheets as well. Take note of that, and I guess anyone have questions? Again, feel free to bring them in May. Thank you. Richard?
Ray reminds me that we ought to have a motion to accept the auditor's report.
Okay. All right. Word has come to me that we should act on the auditor's report as a business item, or just to accept the report. The auditor's report was, I believe, the last one handed out to you. It has the work of the auditors is to verify that the books are accurate for each of the accounts that the church has, and there are quite a few, as you see in front of you. So I guess this is our time to view that document, and we will also need to choose to accept the report, the auditor's report. Okay. Richard has moved to accept the auditor's report. Diane has seconded it. Anyone have any questions on the auditor's report? I think we're... The question would... you're asking me to call for the question? Richard is calling for the question. Thank you. The question has been called for. All in favor of accepting the auditor's report and filing it is, please give your consent by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Alrighty. Thank you to the auditors for their work. Is there anything more, Richard? Okay. Richard would like to mention one what's happening item, and then we'll move forward.
Every other year, there are a few of us here at Little Swatara who arrange to have a share a meal here at Little Swatara. And I'm happy to tell you that Saturday, April 6th, we're having one this year. And all 48 tickets were sold at the disaster relief auction, which causes us to be excited. We'll be having Paradise come and sing for us after the meal. If any of you are interested in helping us with that project, speak to Wendy or Beatrice. And helping with that would also include helping to pay the bill for all the food. So that's the one what's happening. This year also, the yard sale, car, truck, tractor show will occur the fifth Saturday of May instead of the fourth. And I had asked in the bulletin for a new chairperson for the car, truck, and tractor show, and I'm happy to say that Paul Swigert's going to try it out this year. So looking forward to some good new things.
This does conclude the business of this council meeting, and I thank you for your willingness to come out and stay the extra time today. It is very important to get our business done properly. I would ask Pastor Matt to come forward and close us out.
Let's pray. Father God, just thank you for the opportunity to gather and to be able to care for those physical things such as our building, and to be able to approve funds to do so. And we're so blessed to be able to make things physically appealing here at Little Swatara. But Lord, we know also you call us to look at spiritual matters, and we ask you to just search our hearts to be able to discern, Lord, where we need to go to work, where we need to rid ourselves of some items that have crept in there. And Lord, we're just praying that you would just renew us, you would strengthen us, you would encourage us as we move forward this new year, looking forward to the exciting things that you're doing here. And we just continue to pray that you would help us to just reach out, help us to share your love with others, that they too might want to be part of this loving, caring congregation. And we thank you for each one here that took time out of their schedule to be a part of this meeting, and ask your abundant blessings upon them. And Lord, we just pray your will to be accomplished as we move forward in 2015. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.